Hello, and welcome to another installment of Podcast 360. I'm your moderator, Melinda Stevens, with Rheumatology Consultants. With us is Dr. David Flanagan, who is a professor in the Department of Orthopedics and orthopedic surgeon at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio. He is with us today to discuss a new knee device's ability to extend functional life of the joint to relieve knee pain and how it can potentially help patients with osteoarthritis prevent or delay knee replacements. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Flanagan.
Thank you. Appreciate being here today.
Currently, what is the need for more treatments to slow the progression of knee osteoarthritis?
Well, obviously, osteoarthritis is quite common, and our normal treatment algorithm is to start with a lot of conservative measures. Those can include physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and different types of injections. With the end for most osteoarthritis is looking at some sort of partial or total knee replacement. But we have a lot of patients who kind of sit in between. So we really have those patients who've tried some of these conservative measures, maybe not getting the full amount of relief of pain, don't have severe osteoarthritis yet, and are looking for alternatives before a knee replacement. And that's what I think is really innovative about this current trial with the Calypso device.
Can you tell us about the Calypso knee system and how it may effectively treat the symptoms of osteoarthritis?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Calypso knee system is really, again, a novel and innovative way to try to decrease some of the symptoms, especially for medial compartment osteoarthritis. So it's not, in the current state, something that is going to work for arthritis that's throughout the knee or arthritis that's localized to the patellofemoral joint or to the lateral compartment. What this device does is really offload, in a way, load share across the implant within that medial compartment. The implant sits outside the knee, right near the medial collateral ligament. And because of that, we're not necessarily altering any of the structure of the knee itself. So we're not altering any of the ligament structures. We're not altering any of the bony structure at all. This device really is there to load share and help offload the medial compartment with its goal to decrease some of these symptoms that many patients get with mild to moderate osteoarthritis.
The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is one of four sites involved in a clinical trial that will consider the knee system as a new option for extending the functional life of the joint. How can a device like this change the management of this patient population, and how do you think a rheumatologist can approach this?
Yeah, I think what's really exciting about this device is, again, that unmet need for a lot of these patients who have earlier to middle range osteoarthritis that aren't ready for a knee replacement. And so we don't have many great options at this point. You know, sometimes we think of an osteotomy where we break the bone and shift the bone to take that load off that medial compartment. But this is really kind of a novel way where we can offload, kind of allow that part of the medial compartment to hopefully delay some of those further arthritic changes over time and ultimately push that partial knee or total knee replacement years, if not decades, down the road. And I think that can be a huge benefit to this patient population, even our society, as you think about how many knee replacements are continually being done, and the expectation is that this is only going to grow exponentially. So if we're able to address our patients' needs, which is alleviate pain and hopefully decrease some of those arthritic changes to allow less knee replacements to be performed, I think that would be a huge win. What's important for all my colleagues in rheumatology to understand is that we may have, and I think industry is doing a great job of looking at some of these other alternatives besides a knee replacement. We really are looking with these alternatives of more kind of focal arthritic areas. So it's not a pan arthritic condition within the knee, but more of a localized area. And I think this is one of these unique and novel approaches that MoxiMed with their Calypso knee system has developed. So I think there's a lot of promise with this. And I think myself, as the other sites who are involved in this clinical trial, are really excited to see the data and how this may improve our patients and their outcomes in the future. So we are currently one of the four sites for the clinical trial. The other sites are the University of Missouri, HSS in New York, and University of Oregon. And so the main inclusion criteria for this study are patients between 25 to 65 years old. They need to have their BMI less than 35 or their weight and their weight less than 300 pounds. They need to have relatively normal range of motion, and their pain needs to be primarily localized to that inner portion of the knee or the medial aspect of the knee. That's usually exacerbated with weight bearing or anytime they're up on their feet, because this device works best when you are actively moving your knee and when you are weight bearing on it. That's how it shares the load within that medial compartment. And they need to try something else and at least fail that type of treatment. So we are looking for 80 patients across these four sites over the next 6 to 8 months, and really looking forward to getting this study completed so we can get the data out for everybody.
What is the key takeaway a rheumatologist should know about the device and its potential impact on patient care?
I think the key takeaway is we still have a lot of innovative solutions that are coming out that can address this patient population, which is a lot of people. So I think stay tuned, obviously, with the results of this study, as with other types of devices that are coming out. So I think what the long-term impact on patient care is that this may really be another way to help prolong the joint, the patient's native joint, their knee, and hopefully delay the need for a knee replacement or partial knee replacement, or even prevent it altogether. So really exciting as far as how this may impact patient care in the future. And again, I look forward to sharing the results as with the rest of our collaborators on this important trial.
Thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Flanagan.
Thank you so much, Melinda. I really appreciate it.